Now, wait a minute. Now, wait a minute.
There's many tasks that we have to do in our life. So many tasks. And they range. And they vary. And they can be extreme or they can be simple.
Like eating at a restaurant or eating while skydiving. Very different. One is very extreme.
Very different experiences between those two. There's one task, though, that's the most extreme task that you're going to undertake in your life. The most incredible task. The most bewildering task. A task you'll never understand and yet you must engage with or else you will be punished. I am, of course, talking about the fact that it is time to vote.
Everybody, I have a suggestion. Would you mind just voting? Vote. Just please vote. Thanks. Thanks, pal.
Please vote. Please vote. It's the most important election of our lives.
This election, which will be, I do truly believe, the most important election of our lifetime.
This is the most important election of our lifetime.
This is the most important election, don't you? You hear that?
This is the most important election in our lifetime.
I certainly think it's the most important election of my lifetime.
This is the most important election of our times.
Politicians say every time, oh, this is the most important election. This one's really that important.
We're here to engage in the sacred task of voting with a wonderful, esteemed group of people today. We, of course, I'm your host, Kennedy Cooper. We've got on the panel, as always, Brandon Buchanan.
What's up, y'all? How's it going? Let's do it.
Woo-hoo! And we've got our in-house statistician lending a thin veneer of credibility to this show, Andrew Fields.
Margin of error. Margin of error.
And we have a wonderful guest today, a shitposter extraordinaire, a rising podcaster, just generally funny, wonderful friend to have on the show, Jeff the Toki Mongoose. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you so much for that lovely introduction. Right, yeah. I'm so excited to be here. And that's genuinely like the nicest thing anyone's ever said about me on the internet.
Hey, I really, you know, you have a great presence on Blue Sky.
Thank you.
I really enjoy the stuff that you post on there, and I think that it's no small surprise that a lot of other people have decided they also enjoy it.
I gotta admit, I was genuinely surprised, still to this day, how many people follow me. I mean, I'm not like, you know, celebrity level or anything, but for being just a high guy in the Midwest, I have a lot of fun, and I'm glad people enjoy it.
Hey, speaking from experience, you can get pretty far online just by being a high person.
It helps out to see like your cats too.
I only have the Midwest part down. I need to get high right now.
That's what I say to myself every day.
Well, as you step on up here into the voting booth, Jeff, would you please tell us what you got going on? Where can people find you? What should people know about?
Obviously, Blue Sky, like we were saying, Jeff Toki Mongoose.bsky.social. I couldn't fit the "the" in there, so it's Jeff Toki Mongoose. I never bought the actual like website stuff because money. I got a lot more podcasting coming up, as you were saying. I'm really excited to get into some more wrestling stuff. I'm a huge pro wrestling fan. I talk about it constantly. I watch way too often to the point I have no other life most of the time. So I'm going to be going on a spinoff of Garrick's Monday Night Fake Fights called Wednesday Night Fake Fights, where we are going to be talking about all things AEW. It's going to be airing Fridays, I believe, this coming week. I'm not sure how that'll, you know, probably previous weeks with when this is coming out. But yeah, I really hope people listen to it. And I'm working on a little solo podcast where I explore the world of the paranormal through a pothead's eyes. As soon as I come up with a name for it, I'll let everyone know.
Ooh, that sounds great.
Pothead Paranormal. A paranormal pothead.
But I had a name, and then I decided to Google it. And I was like, oh, crap, like 10 other people already have this name. Okay, we got to
go back
to the drawing board here.
Somehow no one had named a podcast the most important election of our lives, even though
I was thinking about that when I was trying to come up with it. I'm like, this is a pretty common term. You figure at some point, just through law of probability.
To be fair, there was a little concern if it was too long of a name for a podcast.
It rolls. I like it. Yeah. It's memorable. And that's what I'm trying. You want something good because that's the hook, you know?
Yes.
You kind of have to go for a long name these days because every short name has been taken. Like if you're like Butter Friends, that's nope out. Like you'd be like, nah, surely
podcast.
Surely Butter Friends is nope. You're wrong.
Well, that's even with this idea, like the term I came up with was Strange Highness, which is, you know, play on high strangeness in the paranormal. And I was it's my bio on Blue Sky is just those two words. And I was like, oh, it's such a clever thing. It's going to sum up the concept. I grew and there's like 10 other ones. I was like, I'm not creative at all. No, something will come around though. But I'm excited. I got a lot of stuff on the plate that should be pretty cool.
That's great. We're so excited to have you here in the voting booth with us today. You picked a very interesting, unusual topic. We had a little trouble making this one work at first, but I think you'll be pleased with what we did with it.
I've been intrigued. I've been very curious what you came up with.
Winks to the camera.
Before we get too into that, though, I really am curious to hear more about your love of Taskmaster. This is a very curious show. I haven't seen much of it yet. I've only watched a little. I really didn't know much about it before you brought it up. And I have to be honest, where I kind of want to start this, and I don't mean this as an insult, but more as a fascination.
That's fine. I can take it as both.
No, it's not an insult. Truly. Watching a couple episodes of this, I enjoyed it and I was quite fascinated, but I was also like, how is this a long running show? Like it has the vibe of a show that gets canceled after two seasons.
It's not just long running, it's international. I mean, there is pretty much almost every country has had one. America had a failed one briefly, but like the Australian, New Zealand ones, they're fantastic. I watched
I want to ask the question as an insult. How is this running so long? How are you kidding me?
British people just like this.
I love quirky game shows that get canceled. To be clear, like
you gotta really think about. Go ahead.
It's a British panel show, isn't it? I mean, it is unique in its way, but part of it.
I think that it's worth thinking about the fact that England is a smaller country in terms of location. Mm-hmm. If you were to think about like in a city or a state, there's probably something that's like Taskmaster. There's
literally, one of the popular YouTube spinoffs is Taskmaster Minnesota. It's not an official affiliate, sure, but it's just a bunch of comedians from Minnesota that got together and made their own version of it.
In the United States, there are probably a lot of things that are like this. Yeah,
there's a drag version.
It's hard to imagine it being a national level hit. Mm-hmm. But if you're in England and it's geographically less location, of course there's something like Taskmaster. Right. And of course it's.
And it's kind of weird to come from it from a non-British perspective. Because, like, you got a picture if there was, like, an American version that had literally it was on, you know, a major network, it was on NBC, and it had, like, the equivalents of Stephen Colbert or Bill Burr, you know, real names. Like, it'd probably hold a lot more appeal to Western, not that England's now Western, but to American audiences. Like I said, they tried an American version that just bombed terribly. It was on Comedy Central. They cut it all to hell. They changed the format. They had Lisa Lampanelli on it. It was a death sentence. But if it was run to that same level, I think it could really, you know, accomplish something. Even this latest season that's airing right now has Jason Mantzoukas on it. So there's attempts to kind of like bring it around.
As soon as I saw Jason Mantzoukas, I was like, oh, I've got to learn about Taskmaster and there's episodes with Jason Mantzoukas. I know what I'm doing.
Yeah, he's bringing a lot of eyes over to it. And he's fantastic in it. He's he's a longtime fan of the show. And he gets the energy of it's adults at play. It's non-serious. It's low stakes. It's just watching funny people do dumb stuff. And I don't know. You can fall in love with the contestants. Yeah, I genuinely laugh my ass off almost every episode. So insult take.
Okay, so it's more of a slice of life game show. It's more of a slice of life game show.
Yeah, very much so.
Okay, no, that makes sense. It's really, again, it's not an insult. It's just I was just like I was saying earlier, I love a lot of game shows that like run for like one or two seasons and just have such a crazy concept that there's just no way that it's like actually a sustainable idea, but like for that brief moment, it's just like a a glorious, you know, so
yeah, it's like, yeah, the candle that burns twice as bright, half as long kind of thing.
Right. But Taskmaster is kind of amazing to me because it's like,
yeah, it's an institution.
It's burning that bright in some ways, but it's not burning out. Like it's just fascinating to me that it is an institution. It's a really, yeah. What makes you like, what brought you into it?
I'm a fan of British television. I've always liked British comedy. I loved Peep Show back in the day, Inbetweeners, all the stuff that is unfortunately affiliated with Graham Lyon Ham, or however you say his name. I grew up watching that stuff.
Lyon Ham is fine.
Is it Lyon Ham? Because that's a terrible
name. Just call him.
I think it's Lyon Ham, but we're going with Lyon Ham.
Everybody calls him Glenner.
Glinner, yeah. I was gonna say, and you know, back in the day, I'd Casa and I'd just download shows that were different than what was on American television. I watched a lot of Japanese stuff too. It's just nice to kind of have something different growing up. But yeah, with Taskmaster, during the pandemic, I started seeing clips of it showing up on my TikTok algorithm because I watch a lot of comedy stuff and saw comedians I knew from watching those old shows and decided to look it up and finding that the entire run in the US at least is up for free on YouTube. Like, all right, this is something I can just kind of throw on and get into. And I found there's great communities with it, people that really love it. And I've just always enjoyed it. And like I said, it's my background. Before I got on this call, I was finishing up Champions of Champions number one.
By the way, thank you for picking a show that is easily accessible on YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
Because that was a really nice. Sometimes people pick stuff for this podcast that takes me actual effort to find. But in this case, I was just like,
$34 paywall.
Taskmaster and YouTube was like, here you go. Full length episodes from the official channel. I was like, oh.
Yeah, every season, all the spinoffs, all the international versions.
Which, fun fact, voters at home, the very first episode, the movie that we did, Megapolis, what is it? It is no longer available. It is no longer available for streaming. Sorry if you got into us late.
Another thing lost to the sands. There's so much stuff too online where it's just, you can't find it anymore. It's that loss of media. It's really, it is a bummer.
Yeah. no, it's, there's going to be other buzzkills potentially on this show, but we'll do our best to keep it fun overall.
I'll try and provide more buzz.
And I'll provide the kill.
We could be a comic book team. Buzz and kill.
Yeah!
So, what in particular made you want to talk about Taskmaster on this show?
Honestly, I was genuinely curious to see what topic you could come up with for it. Especially looking through your old episode list. But also,
are you talking about, winks at Kennedy?
I wanted to throw a challenge down. But it's something I know a lot about. I genuinely do. I mean, like I said, my other big thing is pro wrestling. I know you already had a relatively pro wrestling themed episode, even though it wasn't the direct subject of it. It was the comparative one. But yeah, this is different. And looking through the list, it didn't seem like anything y'all had done before.
Yeah, that's totally reasonable. So, you know, I did have to think a little bit about what to pair up with Taskmaster. It's kind of a zany show, as we've gotten into. You've got comedians doing wacky things for no real reason. There are prizes, but you don't really play you don't really go on the show for the prizes. You go on the show basically just to be on the show.
Yeah, a lot of it's exposure.
Yeah,
slice of life game show.
Yeah, it's great exposure for comedians to be on this show. But again, it's like, it's a very wacky show where they're kind of doing absurdist tasks. But in some ways, I mean, people doing absurd tasks is a lot like government. So, you know, there were things to draw upon here. And finally, the obvious choice to me ended up being just stuff that gets stuffed into bills or laws that get left on the books that just don't really make sense and that nobody really reads or pays attention to. You know, like, for instance, I want to kick off a quick little discussion based on this one. I read this law this week. In Utah, And this is not always strictly enforced, but it is a law that is on the books and used to be strictly enforced. A husband is responsible for every criminal act committed by his wife in his presence.
Like, does she not get charged at all, and it all falls on him?
Yeah, no, it's his crime.
It sounds like it's great to be a wife in Utah, then. Honey, we're going to the bank. Where is he? But yeah, I've seen all kinds of those old, like, you know, still technically on the books. Like, I think there is, in Michigan, where I'm from, I think there's one now that still exists where it's a woman can't get her hair cut without a man's permission or without her husband's permission. It's just those, you know, never gets repealed and just kind of floats around in that. And I think the big one I always remember was in Florida, where you can't chain your alligator to a parking sign or something like that.
To a fire hydrant, I believe.
A fire hydrant, yeah. Just, there's a fire. You don't want them having to fight through it. Get the axes.
Yeah, they can't be trying to battle an alligator. That makes sense.
Yeah, it is one of those things.
Respect the fire troops, firefighters.
But it is one of those things where it's like, you got to think there's a reason this law happened. So there was some incident where somebody tied their alligator to a fire hydrant and a fireman got his leg bit off or something, and it at least got the ball rolling to even this, like, oh, it's still, you know, relevant, but something occurred.
Yeah, especially when it's really specific. You just feel like there has to be, like, sometimes when it's a vaguer law, it's like, you know, this might have just been passed by a corporate interest for some goofy reason, yeah, or whatever. Yeah. But when it's very specific, like, okay, something happened. There's a story. There is a story.
You can't set a horse on fire between Main Street, no, 6 a.m. and 10 p.m.
No, you see, what happened was God realized that in Florida, there's a glitch that happens if you attach a alligator to a fire hydrant. So he just patched the glitch with a quick law. Just a quick patch.
The gator will clip through and then it'll just be flowing for all eternity.
Yeah, he could not solve that one. So he just put in the law.
But yeah, I mean, a lot of them do make some kind of sense. Like, at one time in Wisconsin, margarine was illegal. This has been repealed. But you can kind of see how that would happen, right? Like,
no, for sure. It's the interest, like you were saying. That's butter country. Butter gals, like, podcast.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's within the margin of error.
Margarine of
Butter Friends is the number friends. One podcast in Wisconsin.
Maybe that's I'll just steal that name for my concept. Butter Friends, the paranormal podcast.
Absolutely.
There's no better friends than Butter Friends.
We're all Butter Friends now.
Maybe the real Butter Friends are inside us the whole time.
I was gonna say I'm writing this all down, but it's all being recorded anyway.
Subscribe to the Patreon and you can get episodes of the spinoff. Patreon.
I did not expect this conversation to be making me so hungry, but here we are.
Yeah, you got to bring snacks to any podcast with me. Especially because I eat snacks during the podcasts.
No, I'm going to reveal the secret. Kennedy owns Big Snack, and Kennedy makes everybody hungry, so you buy from Big Snack. Spread the word.
I love your products. I only buy Big Snack.
God, if only I owned Big Snack. If there's any, like, big thing you can own that's, like, the least evil, like I feel like there's a lot of things that you, if you're like, I'm a billionaire in the garment industry, everyone's like, ooh, I mean, we know what that means. You know what I mean? But it's like, if you're like, I'm the Cheetos guy. I live on a yacht because of Cheetos. I feel like a lot of people are going to be like, I feel like we're going to low-key give this guy a pass.
The Costco rich guy that everyone loves. It's like, all right, you're rich, but at least you give us those cheap
hot dogs.
Give that $1.50, you won't burn in the revolution.
That's right. On the subject also of, like, laws that are illegal but are amusingly, like, contradictory, at one time in Wyoming, citizens weren't allowed to take showers on Wednesdays, which probably had something to do with some kind of water scarcity issue that they were having at a time or something like that.
Yeah, that sounds
but
cool.
Also, this is, I believe, still on the books. In New York, you must shower once a year.
Again, how is that enforced, though? Are you going around sniffing people? They're like, we're at 364 here. Get the hose.
I know the enforcement of a lot of these is definitely questionable. And it's honestly nebulous. With some of these, you can kind of tell that they're meant to punish the working class and unhoused, right? Like the must take a shower once a year. How do you really enforce that or know that that's true? But you could certainly slap that on somebody if you just felt
like
they
don't have
the
money to defend themselves. It's just another thing on the back. Yeah, most likely.
There's a lot of humor to be had here, but there is insidiousness to some of these goofy laws. I don't want that to be entirely lost.
Oh, it's American law. Insidiousness is built in.
A lot of them are classist or racist or sexist. And I want to address this early on because as we get into the voting portion here of the show, which we're going to start shortly, it's important to keep in mind that for the purposes of our challenges today, any proposed laws that I mention would be universally and strictly enforced across all demographics and no matter where the fuck you are.
Like, they got the microchip in all of us and they are taking advantage of it. Like, they know when you put your alligator on a fire hydrant. They know.
Right. Like, it's not something that's only going to affect certain neighborhoods. This is something that will affect you even if you are in the $1 million tax bracket. If you dare to leave your alligator clip to that fire hydrant for 1 minute, you're gone, at least here in the world of the most important election of our lives.
Wait, are you saying that rich people would actually get consequences for their actions? Wow, I love fantasy.
I know, it's fun. We're going to be actually delving deeply into the realm of fantasy today because it was a little tricky at first to come up with how to relate Taskmaster even more directly into topics that we could talk about, but eventually something did kind of come together. I've come up with, and I've got something else when we finish these as well, but I don't want to reveal that yet, but I've got five different popular ideas here that people generally like. I didn't pick them on any real basis. Like, I didn't pick, like, the five most popular things by some poll or something. I just picked stuff. But I've got five just relatively popular ideas a lot of people like or agree with to some extent. One of them is arguably a little more spicy, but we'll get to that one last. I just kind of want to go through this idea of, okay, so we're going to imagine that we get one of these popular ideas passed, but in a sort of Taskmaster-like way, there is another part of the law that is passed that, again, is going to be enforced universally, strictly, and with absolute harshness. Okay, and I'm going to give you three options, and I want everyone to choose from three options. So our first one is going to be, universal basic income. This is something that relatively popular idea, has some merits and flaws we could get into. You know, is this just papering over capitalism? Would it create more problems in the long run? But a lot of people like this idea, and it's clear that, you know, that in like cities and various places where like universal basic income programs have been piloted, like it's generally pretty good for working class people. A lot of working class people benefit, a lot of unhoused people benefit, a lot of unhoused people that get these kinds of get into these kinds of programs become housed within a year. That's like been shown consistently. So universal basic income has a lot of appeal in the United States right now. And it has appeal kind of from the left to the right. You know, it started a little bit more on the left wing. But then you have figures like Andrew Yang who have picked it up, who's more of like a center-right kind of figure. And you know, there's other people even to the right of him that have kind of talked positively about the idea of UBI. So this has a broad range of appeal in the United States, definitely has a lot of appeal. So let's imagine that we're going to get universal basic income for the whole United States. Pretty neat, right?
All right. Yeah. With no strings attached, right?
With one string attached.
Ooh.
And you three each have to give me your opinion on which of these strings it should be. String option number one, you may not take pictures of rabbits during the month of June. Again, strictly and universally enforced. You may not take pictures of rabbits during the month of June, even accidentally.
Oh, God.
String number two, option number two. Chicken must be eaten with your hands. You cannot use utensils. It is illegal to use utensils to eat chicken. Option number three. It is illegal to catch mice without a hunting license. You cannot catch mice without a hunting license. Option number three. Which of these three options would you pick in order to have UBI? Anyone take the floor if you're feeling inspired.
So is the punishment. So is the punishment if you do this, you lose your UBI?
You go to jail.
Or everybody loses
you go
UBI.
To jail. You go to jail.
Oh, that's horrible.
I mean, to me, the obvious answer, like, I'm going to say number two is an advantage.
We are going to jail people for improper mouse hunting. Like, you get like $800 a month in the mail free with no questions or strings attached, but you will go to jail if you hunt a mouse without a license. Or chicken must be eaten with your hands, or you can't take pictures of rabbits in the month of June, even accidentally.
I'm leaning towards the rabbit one, honestly.
I'm a solid chicken has to be eaten with hands.
But what about, like, chicken gumbo? You're screwed.
You can't make chicken gumbo anymore.
I love it. That doesn't appetize me.
What's your plan? Andrew, what's your plan for chicken noodle soup?
You just get string it through?
There's no more.
Oh, no, I didn't think this law through. You should vote me in as a politician. Oh, no. Brandon has a good point.
The rabbit thing, it's easy to avoid. There's just 1 month. Some people, I'm sure, will get caught, you know, with, like, weird JFK pictures where they accidentally get one in the background. But I think, by and large, having 11 months of rabbit. The rabbit was the second
bunny.
Oh, that's a good point. No, we couldn't take pictures of Bugs Bunny in the wild anymore.
Yeah, this didn't say real or cartoon rabbit. It said any rabbit. So you can't do any rabbit photography. I really think that the best thing is the mouse hunting license, and I'll tell you why. Governments are bureaucracies. Once there's so much cash going into, you know, the pockets of people, we're going to find licensed mouse catchers that are going to come up through the system. And, you know, maybe like 0.5% of your UBI will go towards, like, every neighborhood will have a rat catcher. It won't be a big deal. Think about, we used to have people deliver milk. We'll have somebody deliver rats. It won't be so bad.
Deliver catching.
They're reverse delivering rats. Reverse delivering.
Yeah, the kids see the rat man come in and they wave.
You know what? I'm changing my vote to rats.
You going rats? Yeah, I think I was thinking about jumping to rats,
too. Yeah, just count your money in my drawer.
I mean, that was pretty convincing. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, it's a strong argument. I had kind of a similar thought in my head, too. So I'm glad that's what you went with, Brandon.
Image of the uniformed rat man running through the streets, like, fan of the neighborhood.
That part, I hadn't thought that far, and that part really self-sell it, you know? Just okay. So our next one is we're gonna overturn Citizens United.
With no strings attached.
Everybody.
Yeah, this is great news so far.
Everybody hates Citizens United.
Yeah.
But we can't get rid of it because by its very nature, it's the kind of law that you can't get rid of because it's a law that says you can spend money to make sure laws stay on the books, basically. So it's quite overturning Citizens United, even though it's very popular, it's quite a complicated problem, quite thorny in our current political system.
Yeah.
It arguably shouldn't be, but it is. But in this situation, we're overturning it. It's gone, baby. And you've got to pick just one of these three options to go with it. Either we've overturned Citizens United and it's illegal to fall asleep in public with your shoes on, or a special cleaning ordinance bans homemakers from hiding dirt and dust under a rug in their dwelling, or a man can't go outside while wearing a jacket and pants that do not match.
Oh, God, that third one will get me so
Yeah,
jailed.
I can't do this. Yeah, I'm just voting to imprison myself there. Same with the rug one most of the time. I'm a fan.
I'm voting for column three here. When you really think about it, you know, this second one is just a privacy issue that's going to attach to so many people. And what was that first one? I remember it was something.
It's illegal to fall asleep in public with your shoes on.
Buddy, I'm sleeping wherever I want. So jacket and shirt has got to be the thing. You know, learn to dress, guys. Take the bullet for democracy. You guys are really saying
it's unfair for the colorblind.
Like, for me, it's number two. Like, pushing the dirt under the rug. Like,
yeah, that's not necessary.
Yeah, like, just clean it up. Like, yeah, I'm picking number two.
Yeah, I'm going two. I mean, as much as I'm a slob, I've never done that cartoon show. Yeah.
Or more fashionable. I mean, Brandon is technically the most correct, but we're still kind of correct.
Brandon is very correct. We should dress better.
Yeah, Brandon is the most correct, but we're still kind of correct.
Yeah, I don't want to hang myself here.
Hang on, I've got the perfect argument, though. If we're asking corporations and politicians to clean up their act, then we should clean up our living room.
I am a sucker for a tagline.
Kennedy, I am voting for Zoran right now. I'm sure that's related to him.
I'm very easily swayed, I was going
to
say.
Yeah, have you forwarded that to the Klobuchar campaign? They could use you, Kennedy.
Yeah, I sent a lot of emails to Amy Klobuchar, but they all get blocked for some reason.
Contact your representative today.
And they'll put you in spam.
All right, here's one that's very popular at the moment. Abolishing ICE.
Ooh.
I'm sure everybody here feels good about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like my drinks warm. No ice needed.
I'll do all three if it is that's the result. Let's go.
You say
okay, all three. All three. You're locked in. You're locked in into the bad ending.
I don't have much force.
We're going to abolish ICE, but we have to pick one of these consequences.
All right.
It is required to have a permit to wear cosmetics, or it is against the law. Make faces at dogs.
Oh.
Or it is against the law to honk your horn, quote unquote, excessively, which can mean as little as twice.
Okay, so voters at home, I have to make a little disclosure here. So that second law, the make funny faces at dogs one, it turns out I used to live in the city that had it. And I can't choose that one because I've been thinking this entire time ever since I learned that. Did I break that law when I was down there? There was that time with the dogs. Did I break that law? I cannot pick the second one because I've been thinking, have I actually broken that law when I lived down there?
Yeah, I don't want that one because I make funny faces at dogs all the time. It's one of my main activities.
Actually, I have to say this one has an easy answer for me, but I don't want to sway anyone. Yeah. So
I mean, mine's the horn. I hate when people lick their horns.
Yeah, mine's
what was the first one again?
The first one is you must have a permit to wear cosmetics.
Yeah, that just
and this
sucks.
Would be very strict.
The issue is, you know, category three, you're just bringing ICE back. They're going to have ICE wheels instead of Hot Wheels. the dog thing is another thing that's just going to expand the police state to such an unacceptable degree that the cosmetics thing is a huge bummer, but I'm sure that we could neuter this law over time.
I don't know. I think that one's going to expand the police state the most.
And like now that I'm thinking about it, the third one would have unintended consequences. I attend local protests next to the street all the time, and people are constantly honking their horns excessively in support.
Ooh.
I wish I hadn't chosen all three.
Yeah, this is why you're getting the bad ending.
Yeah, I'm mad at myself now.
I warned you. Brandon, did I sway you at all, or are you still feeling cosmetics?
No, we're going to have to fight the cosmetics thing in court and gradually neuter it. The dog and the car horn are both overwhelmingly totalitarian to such a degree that society may collapse right away.
I agree on the dogs. I think faces at dogs is too far, but I actually personally I'm going with car horn, and the reason why is because I'm a classic lean out the window and swear at people kind of person.
Hey, I'm driving you.
You don't need your car horn, okay? The car horn is optional. All right. You have your middle finger. You have the ability to yell. All right, and a single tap on the car horn in like on the
freeway, you don't need more than two. Usually.
That should be enough, probably, right? In most cases, you know, you could hold, you could do a long hold.
If you're doing three or more honks, you're probably an asshole. Like, you're probably doing that in a rude way. There's not a lot of utility on more than two honks. Like, one honk, somebody's at the light in front of you, the light turned, they haven't gone, one little toot, that's fair. But if you do it four or five times, you're just being a prick.
I'm just saying, you know, we just replace that little toot with, you just lean out the window and you go, hey, you gonna turn? Are you gonna turn?
It'll encourage communication.
Here, motherfucker!
Like, I'm still gonna have to stick with the first one, because I do have a positive association with people going across protesting and just honk, 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 I support you.
But I feel like all of these could be weaponized in some way. Like, what are the criteria? What's the criteria to get this permit?
Like, let's be clear. They are this one is abolishing ICE, right? Yeah. They are abolishing ICE and replacing it with another law to create a new way to surveil us. Let's make that clear.
Yeah. You're going to get all those dog face makers. I'm glad nobody voted for that.
I actually think now that we've thought about it, you know, the multiple horn honkers are likely to be overwhelmingly Trump voters.
Almost always.
If we're going to get a group of people with one of these laws, you know, the cosmetics enjoyers, they're on the other side. Let's inconvenience the horn honkers.
Usually if I got somebody honking at me four or five times and they have a political bumper sticker, you can guess.
Now the downside of this is, just like, you know, your shipments are not all going to get there on time. We're going to lose some truckers right away.
Yeah.
So everybody be ready to take the hit on that one.
We're going to lose some truckers.
Yeah, we're definitely, we are losing some truckers right away.
Oh, fine. The third one. I guess.
We don't need consensus. I don't.
It's not required to have consensus, but.
You know, you can be the outlier.
You know what, Kennedy? At least I can always tell myself, wow, Kennedy's putting me through a lot, but at least this isn't the Metal Gear Solid episode.
Andrew, have you seen the film The Death of Stalin?
I have not.
All right, well, we don't have to be unanimous.
It's on my list. I've heard it's really good.
It's excellent. Everyone watch The Death of Stalin.
Wait, first I can do my own thing, but now I have to watch this TV show? What?
It's a movie. You got time for a movie.
This TV show movie.
That I haven't watched either, but... Watch it.
Continue. Kennedy, let us progress.
Okay.
So, not left or right, but forward.
Yeah, not left, not right, but forward. I so strongly agree. So here's what's next is this one. Everyone's going to love this. Universal health care, baby. We're getting universal health care. But there's a twist.
Maybe the real twist was the friends we met along.
Option number one, it is illegal to say, oh boy.
Oh no.
I can't choose that one. I cannot choose that one. I'm not going to jail.
Option number two, all bachelors should be called master, not mistress, when addressed by their female counterparts, which will create the most cringe society we have existed in yet. Which, by the way, that is based on a real law. Option number three, it is illegal to wake a fireman when he is asleep, regardless of what's going on.
That was very dangerous.
I think option three is, well, so if a fireman is at the fire station and is asleep, are they still allowed to ring the alarm? And
no, you can't wake them up at all. Then the fire station goes to jail. And they're going to have to build a jail to put the fire station into.
Yeah, the fire station jail. Now we have to build fire station jails with the fire station.
It creates jobs.
I don't know if this is a good thing or a bad thing at this point.
Those fire stations have been running amok for too long.
As long as we can amend this to where if you're a firefighter and they ring a bell at the fire station and you're woken up by that, that's your own fault.
They might just schedule it out where it's like, okay, we have a certain amount that are awake at any time and a certain amount that are asleep at any time, and you can't wake the sleeping ones.
If you fall asleep at the fire station, they have to call an Uber and gently place you into it without waking you.
Sleep with a fireman, go to bed.
You know, this is a small price to pay, really. So,
rest universal firefighters
can rest. Yeah, it's totally fine.
I don't
even
remember what the other two were.
Oh, boy!
Number two.
Oh, yeah, oh, boy.
That all bachelors must be called master, not mister, when addressed by female counterparts.
Absolutely not.
And number one. Is which I really just want an excuse to talk about the fact that that's a law, because holy fuck. And number one is it's illegal to say, oh boy.
Like, is that a Mickey Mouse fan or something?
Is the inflection included? It has to be like, oh boy.
You
say it seriously, like,
fine,
my dog's on
I'm
fire,
just taking,
oh boy.
I'm taking the opportunity while it's still legal to say it in the manner which pleases me.
Get as many out as you can. Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. No, I think the third one, because let them rest. Like I said, there's workarounds. They can find ways to, you know, put them in the sleep Uber and make sure shifts are covered so that the fires still are taken care of. Oh boy.
Yeah, really, I think, you know, potentially this could imply that we just hire a lot more firefighters, right?
Yeah.
So that would
kind of their shift structure already is kind of fucked up. As I mean, they work like 24 hours, like, straight. Oh, yeah. Let them rest.
And besides, if we don't have enough firefighters, I heard that we got this water stuff we can use to attack the fire. So there's no law against waking up the water.
You do, you got to put the lake in jail.
Lake Jill! Lake Jill! Lake Jill!
Unrelated in some ways, but related in some ways, there's a fire near where I live right now, kind of. Not super near, but we drove kind of near it today, and we could see several aircraft fighting the fire. Those motherfuckers that fly planes and helicopters to fight fires, braver than any troop, or cop, like, by an extraordinary margin. Holy shit. Well,
considering how many firefighters
woman. Yeah, there's a woman from my city. May she rest in peace. She went out in glory trying to stop a fire in one of those aircrafts. Like, oh yeah.
Rest in peace, lady. Yeah, no, that's actual bravery. Like I said, the prisoners, they're making like $1.20 an hour to do that.
Yeah, crazy shit.
Mm-hmm. And things are just gonna get worse. So
but we're just gonna let firefighters get their rest. We're just gonna take it's not being able to say, oh boy, is too great of a sacrifice.
Universal health care is great, but
I want to be able to say that the first time I get my free health care, right?
Open the card up. Oh boy. Straight to jail.
Oh, that's probably
that's how
they want to get you. They want to outlaw saying, oh boy. Yeah. And then everybody arrested.
We gave you universal health care. You just couldn't follow the rules. Sorry.
Shouldn't have been so excited about.
Oh man,
he's gonna said that.
Okay, this is the spiciest one.
Uh-huh.
All right, this one is a little spicy because this. I said these were all popular, but this one is a little bit on the spicy side. But we're gonna abolish the fucking Senate. All right, it's happening.
Okay.
All three again.
No, please stop doing that! Please stop doing that!
I retract.
Okay, here's the options for abolish the Senate. Number one, you may not run out of gas. Illegal now. Number two, after 3 a.m., you have to send a rocket signal in the air after every mile you drive. Number three, horses have to wear pants.
Okay, so the first one, when I was being taught how to drive, it was a complete dumpster of a vehicle and the fuel gauge didn't work properly and it required communication between the two people who owned it. And I still remember when trying to drive, getting the sudden sensation of the vehicle running out of fuel, terrifying
keep track of the mileage thing, like, oh, it's been 50
miles.
Totally
scared
out.
The shit out of me because he did not tell her that he used the car. And so I'd go to jail for that.
Yeah, that
horses pants on horses is funny.
That's whimsical.
Pants on horses is funny.
Yeah, we all need some whimsy. The first one, yeah, kind of punishes poor people a lot and people who are irresponsible.
Wait, are you saying they would put in a law that punishes poor people?
So that's true. That'd be out of character for America. Well, I guess if you can't afford horse pants, you're just as screwed.
Well, you can afford a horse.
Yeah. If you can afford a horse, then that's just what I was going to say. If you can afford a horse, you can afford pants.
Now, the only question is, how would a horse wear pants? Because, like, it could be if you don't do it the right way, it doesn't count.
Yeah,
or is it any attempts?
All four or the back half?
Yeah.
Ooh.
What's the butthole situation? Is it sticking out?
I think the main goal of putting pants on a horse is to cover the butthole.
Is it going to have like a flap situation then?
We're going to create a horse-friendly zipper. Don't worry about it. NASA's on.
You know, I'm worried about. I really think for this horse thing, you guys really need a wide variety of perspectives. If you guys were able to get a group of a couple of people from each of the states to talk about horses, they could probably come to a great agreement on this issue.
Wait a second. The problem is, there's a problem with that. A couple of people from each state, that's called the Senate, which we're trying to abolish.
Yeah, I was just saying, are we going to replace the Senate with the horse people?
Wait, what if we replace...
Do you vote yay or nay?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, I'm going horse pants so far. I like the image.
I have to say, although I do like the whimsy of horse pants, I'm kind of in favor of after 3 a.m. you have to send up a flare in the air for every mile you drive. You know?
And that would make jobs for the firefighters who are well rested now. But you're going to have so many drunk people at 3 a.m. driving home in the woods, launching flares up above dry terrain. You're already almost on fire, Kennedy. You're encouraging more of that.
It's practical.
Kennedy, do you like fire?
I just want to buy a flare gun, I think.
They are fun. There's no denying it. Launch one of those up in the air.
Oh, absolutely. They've got a lot of flair to them.
Excuse me. I'm going to need you to shut the fuck up with that.
You know what? You're out of line, except you're not out of line. I'm out of line. You're right.
All right. Yeah, we're going to abolish the Senate and horses have to wear pants. And we have a special council of people from every state, a couple of people from every state that own horses that make special.
That's called, we just made a new Senate. We made a new Senate. I know this is how the law works, but we got
horse pants, which that's really the win.
Also,
I'm willing to get the Senate back for horse pants.
We ensured that all senators have to be horse owners now, which will have interesting implications to be sure.
We're probably already pretty close to that anyway. I think most of them will have at least a horse.
I would say all of them at least could have a horse, probably.
Yeah, I think better way to put it. They're all in the horse owning class.
They need to get off their high horse.
Yeah. Bernie rides around shirtless on a Mustang all day, I bet. Just across Vermont. The wind where his hair used to be.
John Fetterman rides around on the tiniest horse you've ever seen.
No, it's like the little horse from the old Looney Tunes that gets thrown. Oh, the saddest little look on its face.
We need somebody to draw
the horse is like, kill me, and John Fetterman's like, yeah, me too.
We need somebody to draw that. So
thinking back to Taskmaster, you know, I thought a lot about trying to imagine politicians doing Taskmastery things, but the thing is it just didn't seem that ridiculous because politicians already do the stupidest stuff ever, like the kente cloth thing, you know, is like that's crazier than anything I would ever ask any of them to do, right? You know,
and like I think there have actually been some politicians on Taskmaster. They do a show called New Year's Treat every year where it's a show that isn't comedians. It's just other celebrities from British culture, like royals, news anchors, authors, stuff like that. I feel like there have been, like, those guys show up a lot more in kind of stupid stuff over there.
So I wanted to ask a couple of questions about politicians doing normal things. Because I think, again, like, imagining politicians doing zany stuff is pretty easy. But it's a lot harder to imagine them just, like, acting like a human being in a lot of cases, right? So we're going to kick this off with, I don't know, this is kind of, I guess, a whatever it is. I don't know. We're going to kick this off with whatever it is. Do you think that Ivanka Trump or Chelsea Clinton could get through a huge pile of dirty laundry better?
Ooh. Without fucking shit up.
Tough question.
I mean, my gut goes to Chelsea, but I don't really know why. They probably both come from a similar place of privilege, but
it's complicated for me because I feel like
I have
Chelsea.
To assume that,
go ahead, Brandon. Actually,
I have to assume that Chelsea would have been shown folding clothes as some sort of bonding with a lower class person.
Well, I could see Hillary being like, "No, you need to learn how to do this."
You know, they're on a trip to India and they meet someone and then they're like, and you know, one thing that they do out here is full clothes. And then one of the Indian people
whereas I can see Ivanka, don't fold clothes.
Yeah, the Trump family though would actually like look down on you for doing it. It would be scorned. Like you folded your own clothes? What's wrong with you?
Yeah. So I this seems a little bit weird, but I just assume that also probably both of them, like realistically, do fold clothes when they're alone.
Oh, probably in a hotel room or something like that. But by and large, out of the two of them, Chelsea seems like the more likely to get her hands dirty in some Indian folding teaching journey.
Yeah,
that was so cringe. You have to be right. Like the Clintons would absolutely do that.
Hillary just standing behind her, nodding approvingly. Like, yeah.
Yeah, she was in a movie like The Blind Side, except with laundry.
He knew how to fold laundry the whole time. Why'd they act like he didn't?
I am quite compelled by this. The only thing I will say as a possible, counterpoint is just how misogynistic the Trumps are.
Oh, that's
like, you better learn some wife skills because that's all you're good for. You know, like. But I still think
that's for other people's kids.
Yeah, it's more like a theoretical thing. Like, yeah, women should do this, but not you.
I still think Chelsea Clinton's India journey, learning to do laundry.
Like, women should do the laundry, but it should be our women servants doing it. I'm saying the Trumps are safe.
Yeah. No. Yeah, y'all are right.
You're gonna learn something about clips out of context.
I was just gonna, please don't take that out of context.
Yeah.
Well, it was fun before I got here.
You're a podcaster now.
Now this is podcasting.
Okay. What about, do you think, which one of them do you think could better change a tire? Are we still giving it to Chelsea?
Oh, God.
I'm curious.
Yeah. It's not so much that I really think Chelsea could that much. It's just, I think, is it Ivana or Ivanka? I always mix them up. I think she could just that much less. Like, I think Chelsea, it's like a 5% chance. Ivanka, I think it's 0.1. Not that I think either of them are that inclined. Just out of the two, Chelsea strikes me as mildly more down to earth.
I don't know, though. She is pretty...
What about the tire-changing course in India?
She had to carry the tire up the mountain first.
It's a very spiritual journey.
I think that maybe Chelsea would... I guess both of these, we're just giving it to Chelsea on... She may have a little more... intellectual curiosity. Like, I feel like if Chelsea was stranded in New York and had a flat tire, she would probably look up a YouTube
Yeah, she'd give it a go, you know.
Mr. Beast, how to change 500 tires.
Like, Ivanka's gonna have a like a tow line of other cars behind her just in case anyway to change it for her. Like, Chelsea, I could see having like a Mazda or something because it's down to earth. And you're like, oh, I tried. It just didn't work.
First of all, I kind of feel like Ivanka would refuse to do it on principle. She would be like, can someone bring me another car?
Yeah, just give me a new car. Just leave that one and bring me a new one.
Yeah, if a tire goes bad, the car is done.
Yeah. That's only another 80 grand for a new one.
Hey, how'd you get your new car? Oh, Ivanka, the tire blew off when Ivanka had it, and she just gave it away to me.
There's a trail of Cadillacs behind her. Every 5 miles, something went wrong. Just keep on going down the road.
Okay. Do you think Elon Musk or Stephen Miller could better operate a chainsaw in an actual environment of cutting down a 30-foot-tall elm tree that's encroaching on the neighbor's property?
I feel like intoxication is something we're going to have to take into account here. Elon's probably fucked up at any given time, I just imagine, at this
point. How big is this tree?
Is a 30-foot-tall elm tree.
Ooh, I think they're both dead.
I just don't think it's even possible for Miller to do it.
He does have noodle arms.
Yeah, like
I think he'd just get exhausted.
On the one hand, the intoxication could be against Elon, but on the other hand, maybe it would be to his favor, right? Because he'd just be like, fuck it.
But then I could see Stephen Miller's zeroing in and just being like, I picture an immigrant child and just going.
I actually think Elon would call a friend. I think that intellectual curiosity is striking again. I think he'd ask two or three people, like trusted employees, hey, how do I cut this down? You're supposed to have answers.
He would hire two other people and then take credit himself.
Yeah. Elon would
cut that tree down.
Yeah.
It's like you were sitting in Austin while the two other guys did it.
Here's the important question. What meme would he awkwardly reference while doing it?
That is an important
something
question.
From the advice animals era for
no,
sure.
No, yeah. He would definitely say something about how he's got wood.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you're right. Yeah.
Wear like one of those old Big Deep Johnson shirts or something and try and bring those back.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think they'd both die.
Happy future. We're back on the good ending. We're back to the good ending. Yeah. You unlocked yourself in the bad ending.
Both of them, I see them just like taking the saw, and the second it hits, it bounces off and flies back and catches them in the forehead.
All right. Which member of Congress do you think would do the best job of washing a car with no special equipment, with just a hose and a bucket and a sponge?
I mean, I hate him, but Fetterman, he's got the reach. You could just stand above it and hit everything.
You do got the reach.
Pure physicality.
I don't think he'd be intimidated by the task. Like, I don't care for the guy.
He cosplays as blue collar enough that I'm sure he'd be like, yeah, why not? I'm trying to think who else would even really try.
I could see Bernard Sanders rolling up his sleeves.
Who was it?
Bernard Sanders.
Bernie.
The obvious answer, and it's not Bernie, because Bernie, and he would laugh at it, but he'd get tired like a few minutes in. He'd start filibustering during the scrubbing. People would play along.
Fan it off on somebody else after a long speech.
Yeah. Bernie's not going to really tough it out.
I'm once again asking you to wash this car for me, please.
Yeah. I think that your winner is... Well, I guess John Tester is no longer in the Senate. Mm-hmm. He can't even be the guy to do this. What about Gallego? Almost any combat veteran should be able to clean a car.
I think Fetterman, he could just pick it up and dunk it into a river or something.
What about, I guess, J.D. Vance doesn't count anymore. He's a vice president and not a Congress member.
I don't feel like he's washed a car in his life.
But J.D. Vance can't wash a car.
They must have made him wash a car in the Marines. He wasn't doing any real work.
No, true.
No, they had him fucking filling out spreadsheets.
He was a newspaper man.
He was a spreadsheet guy. I knew a guy... who was a really annoying dude who joined the Air Force that, like, all he did was, like, fucking stand around in bases with clipboards. Fucking when planes would come in, he'd just check boxes on a clipboard. Like, that's J.D. Vance's job.
It's too much of an obvious answer, but of course Cory Booker would clean the car.
Okay, yeah, actually, just taking 12 hours. That's the strong... Yeah. Cory Booker, especially, it's like vegan car wash against racism.
Yeah. And then he would write a book about it later.
No animals were harmed at this car wash.
Yeah, you usually use the soap made from boiled snakes, but we didn't this time.
Conversely, Susan Collins would never wash the car, but she would be deeply concerned that it was dirty.
There are probably a lot of random Republican backbenchers named like John Butts that are like, you know, Congressman Butts from Indiana's 3rd District.
I wash the hell out of a Mustang.
Veteran, wash the hell out. Yeah, yeah. Oh, there's probably like 25.
If you got mud on your tail, vote for Butts.
Yeah, there's probably 25 of those guys in Congress, and we just don't know.
On that subject,
I mean, I've got Rich McCormick, and there's lots of those guys.
On that subject,
we forgot about the Democrats' own Congressman Butts, Tim Walz.
I thought, you think of Tim Walz? I thought you said Senate. I thought you said Congress.
Yeah, he's the governor. Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Walz isn't eligible.
But yeah, obviously Tim Walz would just waltz in there. But
if we were talking governors.
Every weekend he is out in his driveway with like Daisy Duke cutoffs, a boombox, and he is hosing down his own car. And it's the highlight of his week. Actual? I guarantee it.
Yeah.
He's got the classic rock station on. He's maybe drank 1 to 2 beers. He drank
one before going out there, and he's going to drink one while washing the car.
Yeah. The first one's called pre-gaming.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
You go. I was just laughing.
Now, Mary Pitola is no longer an option, is she?
Nope.
She's still in the... Yeah, so...
Nope, she barely lost. The question is she going to run for... governor or a Senate seat?
All right, let's move on.
Yeah, I have no idea who that is, if I'm being honest.
Final
Alaska's former Democratic House representative.
Call back to a previous episode.
Okay, fair enough.
Asterisk. You may have seen this in...
I say I know my Democratic Alaskan senator so well.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, editor, insert the episode number. Later. Okay. Last question of the episode, and thank you so much, everyone, for bearing with me here to the end. This has been a riot.
Did you just call for a riot?
Quick, is your horse wearing pants?
Yeah, it depends on if the horse was wearing pants. I strongly agree. Could Donald Trump balance the checkbook of a $35,000 a year income household if it meant he would stay out of prison for sure forever? But otherwise, if he doesn't do this, he's going to jail. It's an either or situation here.
Does the household that he balances the checks for, do these books have to be completely legal?
Yeah, does it gotta be accurate?
They've got to be relatively legal. I mean, in the sense of like
function.
If he comes up with a really compelling, small cash side hustle, and he says like, "Look, this $500 under the month, under the table every month, no big whoop." If you can really convince me that Trump has that, sure. But like,
this is like a budget that normal people
Trump's
can
never
live
been
from.
Good at small time schemes. He's only ever done big time schemes in his whole life. So I'm not entirely convinced that he has the capability to pull that off. But where does
he's got to be big. Like his ego demands he gets big and flashy.
Yeah, it's kind of like the change in attire thing again. Like it's just something I don't know if it would have ever even come into his purview in his life.
Is the family allowed to help him?
Yeah, does he get in? Is it just...
No, he's just on his own.
I don't think he's... The only reason why I think he can do it is because if it means he goes to jail, I don't think he's ever going to see consequences. So, like, it's kind of a paradox. Like, Trump's never going to get to jail and see consequences for his actions, but how can he balance the checkbook?
Maybe 10 years ago he could have done it. Like, just for, you know, basic common sense stuff. I mean, because he's evil, but I don't think he's the dumbest human being that ever existed.
Yeah, that's Elon Musk.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think Elon could do it.
Elon absolutely is failing this challenge.
Yeah, but I think Trump today, where whatever wear and tear has already been going on, I think he might end up in the slammer if it was possible for him to actually end up in the slammer.
Yeah, I'm saying this is Schrodinger's Trump. Like, Trump can't do the test, but Trump's never going to go to jail. So yeah. We don't know which happens until Trump is observed.
The Donnie principle.
That's infinite.
The Donnack did principle. Donnack did day Trump.
Kennedy, blink twice if you're okay.
I'm just calling the man.
Do you smell toast?
Himself.
I don't think this is a close call. I don't think that he pulls it off, even with the ability to cheat.
I think he comes somewhat close, but like.
Mm-hmm. He forgets about like utilities or something.
Whatever is like the conclusion of this challenge, you know, like whatever is like the deadline. He's still like 10 hours of math away or something.
Yeah, I think today, I think it's outside of his grasp, I gotta say. Oh boy.
He'll fail the challenge, but he'll pardon himself so he doesn't go to jail. Yeah. That's the solution to Schrodinger's Trump.
In the end, nothing will happen.
And in the end, we did our part, though. We'll be able to say we did everything we could because we voted our hearts out today. It's Talking Mongoose. Toking Mongoose. Also talk. This is your new persona as you go into podcasting. Now you're Jeff the Talking Mongoose.
I've replaced my bong with a microphone.
Jeff the Toking Mongoose. I'm so high that I can't remember that you're high. That's the problem that we're
having. Hi.
That's my camouflage.
It's been great to have you here today. Remind everybody real quick, what do they want to do if they thought that you were fun to listen to today and they want to hear your voice again somewhere or see something that you post? What do they do?
Well, like I said before at the start of the show, I'm very active on Blue Sky. It's kind of my main social media outlet. Username there is jefftokenmongoose.bsky.social. And I'm going to be launching back into the podcast stuff, more and more coming up. Got some wrestling podcasts coming up that are going to be extremely fun. And my little solo paranormal podcast. Definitely check me out on Blue Sky to kind of see the updates, know where everything's coming with that. Particularly with that paranormal one, I want to do user submissions. I'm going to be setting up an email address. I want people to send me their stories. Have you ever seen anything supernatural? Have you experienced the paranormal? Ghosts, aliens, Mariah Carey. If you've come across them, send it to me. I will read it. I will talk about it, and we will have fun laughing about it. And like I said, I'll be coming up on my Blue Sky. So keep your eyes, ears, and other face holes open.
Do you think there are really people that see Mariah Carey?
I hope not.
How many face holes do you have?
I'm counting the ones on the back of the head. We're up to like 13. The probing's getting
Okay. I'm sorry if I sounded too judgmental. You should probably cancel me for that one.
There's the one that the severance chip goes in, right?
I'm getting got for my female servants line earlier, so we're all going down today.
Yeah. Everybody's canceled except, actually, you can't cancel us because we voted. So, 95, suckers.
We asked the important questions.
Thanks for voting with us, all of you along there at home, voting along with us in your cars, at your workplaces, on the toilet, wherever you are. We appreciate you. Vote again with us next week, and we'll see ya.
Bye forever.
Thanks for listening.